Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six. Hey, homeschoolers. This week, I am excited to talk with you about supplemental homeschooling. It's a topic I have wanted to address for a very long time. I'll share with you what supplemental homeschooling is, why it matters, when you should do it, and finally, how to supplement a traditional education with homeschooling. But first, I would love to have you connect with me on Instagram. My primary account is PsychoWith6, that's the number 6, but I just added a Grammar Galaxy Books account. I will be using the hashtag GuardingTheGalaxy and looking for your photos of your children using Grammar Galaxy, reading great books, and completing missions. The teaching tip of the week is the read aloud privilege. I stumbled onto this tip that helped my children develop good read aloud skills. Many children are embarrassed to read aloud because they do not have good reading fluency. One of the things we can do to help is ask them to read aloud frequently. In our homeschool, I have our laptop connected to a television screen. When we are reading scriptures for our morning Bible study, I have my children take turns reading them aloud. My younger children observed this practice with their older siblings and automatically, with no encouragement on my part, looked forward to the day when they would have their turn to read the scriptures aloud. Now all of my children enjoy reading out loud and feel confident in their abilities. Of course, you can have your children read anything out loud. The key seems to be reading it in front of siblings. If you're homeschooling an only child, you could use this practice in a co-op or have mom and dad take turns reading out loud. Now let's discuss the topic of the week, supplemental homeschooling. First, what is it? I've been hearing more and more lately about hybrid homeschooling. And that's not what I'm going to be discussing today. I consider hybrid homeschooling any combination of homeschooling and traditional school during regular school hours. For example, I know people who send their child to a public school on certain days of the week or only in the afternoons, for example. I know homeschoolers are very happy with this arrangement. But I consider these types of schooling situations to be homeschooling and not traditional school. Supplemental homeschooling means you have your child in a traditional school, public or private, but you want to add to their education when they are not in school. Why would you want to supplement your child's traditional education? The advantages of homeschooling are clear. Not only can homeschooling produce a superior education with its focus on one-on-one tutoring, but it also builds strong relationships between parent and child. It can strengthen a child's faith when parents provide an enriching spiritual education. If you are new to the possibility of homeschooling, you'll want to listen to the episode on Homeschool Motivation on Demand. In it, I remind homeschoolers of the why of homeschooling. The link will be in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/supplement. You may wonder why I'm speaking of supplemental homeschooling on a homeschool podcast. There are two reasons. First, we all have friends who do not homeschool. Perhaps they can't afford to give up one income in order to homeschool full-time. Perhaps one or more parents isn't in favor of full-time homeschooling. Or perhaps one of your friends is just afraid to take the plunge into full-time homeschooling. Whatever the situation, we can suggest supplemental homeschooling and bless both our friends and their children with this amazing lifestyle. However, there is a second reason why supplemental homeschooling is an important topic to address. There may come a time when we send our children to a traditional school. That was the case for me. I didn't expect to be sending my oldest son to school, but we did. I was thankful that I had these ideas for adding to his traditional education. Even if you homeschool full-time, I think what I have to share will give you ideas for supplementing your child's education in powerful ways. That's why to consider supplemental homeschooling. The next issue I want to address is when to supplement a child's education with homeschooling. The most obvious time for supplemental homeschooling is during school breaks. There are substantial breaks over the Christmas holidays, spring, and summer. Another opportunity for supplemental homeschooling for some students is in the morning before school. Some traditional students have to be at school so early that this may not be an option. But for other families, it would be. Students have time in the afternoon and evenings as well. I was so surprised by how early my son came home from school. In fact, on Wednesdays, he was home very soon after lunch. Those afternoon and evenings are time available for supplemental homeschooling. The next obvious time available for supplemental homeschooling is on weekends. But I know what you're thinking. Students in traditional school are busy. They tend to have homework and are involved in a number of activities. However, the suggestions that I have should not be overwhelming for a child in traditional school. We know why, and we know when. Let's talk about how to supplement with homeschooling. First, let's talk about opportunities that would be perfect for longer breaks from school. The most obvious option, which many traditionally schooled kids also take advantage of, is field trips. Homeschoolers love field trips. We tend to take advantage of many of them, including those that are a bit off the beaten path. We don't just go to all the standard institutions of learning like the zoo and the science center, but we find interesting places to take our children to, even on vacation. If you are interested in supplemental homeschooling over a break, I recommend that you look up homeschool field trips in your area. No doubt homeschoolers near you have already put together a list of great field trip opportunities. A second aspect that makes a homeschooling field trip different than one your child might take in a traditional school is the preparation. There are wonderful materials available at some locations' websites that you can download and work through before you take a trip. But more importantly, you can read a number of books before taking a field trip. In addition to the nonfiction books you would expect, read related fiction. Homeschoolers call such works living books. They teach in a more enjoyable and effective way. You can find a list of living books online for just about every topic. If you're having trouble, request to join a homeschool group on Facebook and ask for tips. I have a safe group that you are welcome to join at homeschoolscopes.tv. Homeschoolers also have amazing free field trip forms for your child to keep track of what they've learned on a field trip. I will link to a free field trip form as well as the wonderful Apologia field trip journal that you might be interested in purchasing in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/supplement. During breaks from traditional school, you may also want to enroll your child in classes. Now, this is nothing new for traditionally schooled children to do. I'm not talking about the typical camps and after-school classes that kids tend to enroll in. Instead, I suggest using the opportunity to have friends or family members who have a skill in a particular area to teach that skill to your child. This is something that homeschoolers often take advantage of. We asked my father-in-law, who was a businessman, to share with our homeschool co-op how he got started in business. It was one of my favorite memories of teaching my children. He did such a great job. He passed out fake money to the kids that they had to use to pay their wholesalers for products and materials. Another option for break time would be to enroll your child in a class that is really of interest to him or her. So instead of a traditional art camp, perhaps there is a class that teaches a particular technique. Homeschool support groups in your area are an excellent place to find information about teachers and classes that aren't widely advertised. A final way to supplement traditional schooling during break times is to have your child do a clerkship or internship. This means you would talk to someone who has a skill that your child wants to learn in depth. For example, if you have a child who loves photography and you happen to know a photographer, ask the photographer to spend some time teaching your child on the job. Again, this is something that traditionally schooling parents could do, but may not think of in the same way that homeschoolers do. I wrote about teaching to your child's talents. I'll link you to the post in the show notes. Aside from large breaks from school, what kind of supplemental homeschooling could you do in the mornings before school? This time of day is perfect for some Bible or character study. Reading a short family devotional, memorizing scripture, or simply reading the Bible out loud together can enrich your child's spiritual education. If you're really short on time, you could have your child listen to an audio Bible or to a sermon online. I will link to some of my favorite resources for this in the show notes. But you're more likely to have time to supplement your child's education in the afternoon and evening. Of course, the problem with this time of day is that your child is likely to be tired and to have homework to do. However, this is a great time to supplement your child's history and language arts education. To enrich your child's history education, watch historical movies together in the evening. YouTube has an amazing number of short historical videos that you can watch as a family. I created a YouTube playlist of videos that go along with Volume 1 of Mystery of History, a superb evening read aloud in its own right. That's a great place to start. I'm Psycho with Six on YouTube, but I'll leave the link in the show notes as well. If you are interested in full-length movies that teach history, the book Learning with the Movies by Beth Holland is a great resource. You may be able to find these movies for free at the library or on Netflix. The evenings are also the perfect time to read aloud. Whether you are reading historical biographies or Christian missionary stories like those from YWAM that my family has adored, or you simply choose to read a favorite book aloud, your children will be getting an excellent language arts, history, and even spiritual education in the evening. I created Grammar Galaxy to be a short story-based curriculum that takes just 10 minutes to read. The fun assignments can also be completed in about 10 minutes. If you have a child who does not like to read or who struggles with language arts in school, Grammar Galaxy is a great solution that is perfectly suited to use in the evenings. Download a free lesson to try tonight at grammargalaxybooks.com/sample. The weekends are the perfect time to supplement your child's education with science. Kids in traditional school want to spend time with their parents, even if they act like they don't. Working on a chemistry experiment or robotics project together will be one of your child's favorite memories. Homeschoolers have amazing resources for doing quick and easy science experiments that use materials you most likely have at home. You can also easily turn a weekend walk into an opportunity for science education. I did a podcast with Cindy West of Nature Explorers talking about how to do just that. Again, I'll share links in the show notes. The weekends are also a perfect time to enrich your child's cultural education. If there are plays or symphonies that are appropriate for your children in your area, take them to see them. If you want to supplement your child's experience of these plays or musical performances, You might watch related videos on YouTube or do some reading about the composer or play. If your child wants to see a movie that is based on the book, read the book first. As you're driving during the weekend, take advantage of excellent audio materials. I reviewed some historical audio dramas on CD that I think your kids would love. You can learn a foreign language, memorize facts a la classical conversations, and so much more. You guessed it. I'll put the links in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/supplement. Finally, weekends make an excellent time for service activities. Participate in activities through your church, community organization, or create your own. Have your children help you take care of an elderly neighbor's lawn or stock shelves at a food pantry. These experiences not only build character, but can be added to an older student's resume, leading to a potential scholarship. Supplemental homeschooling can make a huge difference in a child's life and can strengthen family bonds as well. Please share information on supplemental homeschooling with your traditionally schooling friends, and keep this information available in the event that you send your child to school. Add some of these ideas to what you're already doing if you homeschool full-time, and you'll be blessed. Today's action steps are to follow Psycho with Six and Grammar Galaxy Books on Instagram and use the hashtag #GuardingTheGalaxy whenever your child reads or completes a mission. I'm working on some great gifts I can use to reward grammar guardians. Share this podcast episode with your non-homeschooling friends. Encourage and help them to add homeschooling to their child's traditional education. Consider adding one of these ideas if you're already homeschooling. Check out the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/supplement. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.